dedication to his concept of teamwork. He knew that if you oversee people and you wish to develop leaders, you are responsible to, first, appreciate them for who they are, second, believe that they will do their very best, third, praise their accomplishment, and finally, accept your personal responsibility to them as their leader. Coach Bear Bryant expressed the same sentiment when he said, "I'm just a plowhand from Arkansas, but I have learned how to hold a team together, how to lift some men up, how to calm others down, until finally they've got one heartbeat together as a team. There's always just three things that I say. If anything goes bad, I did it. If anything goes semi-good, then we did it. If anything goes real good, they did it." That's all it takes to get people to win. Bear Bryant won people in games. Until a few years ago, he had the greatest number of wins in the history of college football. Great leaders, the truly successful ones who are at the top 1%, all have one thing in common. They know that acquiring and keeping good people is a leader's most important task. An organization cannot increase its productivity, but people can. The asset that truly appreciates within any organization is people. Systems become dated. Buildings deteriorate. Machinery wears. But people can grow, develop, and become more effective if they have a leader who understands their potential value. The bottom line, and the essential message of developing the leaders around you, is that you can't do it alone. If you really want to be a successful leader, you must develop other leaders around you. You must establish a team. You must find a way to get your vision seen, implemented, and contributed to by others. The leader sees the big picture, but he needs other leaders to help make his mental picture a reality. Most leaders have followers around them. They believe the key to leadership is gaining more followers. Few leaders surround themselves with other leaders. The ones who do bring great value to their organizations. And not only is their burden lightened, but their vision is carried on and enlarged. The key to surrounding yourself with other leaders is to find the best people you can, then develop them into the best leaders that they can be. Great leaders reproduce other leaders. The greatest leadership principle that I have learned in over 25 years of leadership is that those closest to the leader will determine the success level of that leader. A negative reading of this statement is also true. Those closest to the leader will determine the level of failure for that leader. In other words, the people close to me make me or break me. The determination of a positive or negative outcome in my leadership depends upon my ability as a leader to develop those closest to me. It also depends upon my ability to recognize the value that others can give my organization and me. My goal is not to draw a following that results in a crowd. My goal is to develop leaders who become a movement. Stop for a moment and think of the five or six people closest to you in your organization. Are you developing them? Do you have a game plan for them? Are they growing? Have they been able to lift your load? Within my organizations, the Leadership Development Institute in Joy and Skyline Wesleyan Church, leadership development is continually emphasized. In their first training session, I give new leaders this principle. As a potential leader, you are either an asset or a liability to the organization. I illustrate this truth by saying, when there's a problem, a fire in the organization, you as a leader are often the first to arrive at the scene. You have in your hands two buckets. One contains water and the other contains gasoline. The spark before you will either become a greater problem because you pour the gasoline on it or be extinguished because you use the bucket of water. Every person within your organization also carries two buckets. The question a leader needs to ask is, am I training them to use the gasoline or the water? An organization's growth potential is directly related